Hi, my name is Brandon. I'm 19. I'm based out of Dallas, Texas, and this is Financial Audit.
We have not had someone like under 20, 25 in a very long time.
Oh.
Interesting, because we used to have a lot of people in your age range, but we, you know, to diversify, we were accepting more people from the audience who were like in their 30s and or like late 20s and stuff like that. So interesting. Okay, just back to the classic. But it's cool. So what do you do for a living, or is it school, or what's going on up in Dallas with you?
So I kind of work two jobs at the moment, and I just added a third. And okay. I'm going to school right now. It's an online school, like based out of Georgia. So
what's it called?
It's Ashworth.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be a because I know there's like this school somewhere on the East Coast that a lot of people do online.
It's like Penn or something, or Penn State or something.
Well, I don't think Penn State. What are you studying there?
Psychology.
Psychology. Is this your second year then?
I'm in my fifth year. Well, not fifth year, fifth semester. My bad.
Fifth semester. So yes. You're starting your third year though.
Yes.
Very cool. Did you graduate high school early?
So yeah, not really, but yeah. I don't know how to like explain that. Kind of like got kicked out of like the traditional high school. So I had to.
Why? Why'd you get kicked out?
Because when I first moved to Texas, I was at work more than I was at school. So then like truancy, and then I didn't follow what truancy was saying, and then they just kicked me out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's because you're a little delinquent. I was a delinquent in public school, so I would have been totally okay with it, because it doesn't mean you're not going to go anywhere, and it doesn't mean you're not going to grow as a person. So, it's totally, that makes sense. So did you end up going and getting your GED or something? So you
No, once I got kicked out of that, at the time I was working at Taco Bell, and I was working like 160 hours a week, and when I say that, people do not like leave me or whatever, but it doesn't matter. So I was doing that, and then they kicked me out of school because I wasn't showing up. I was just at work all the time.
Giving people liquid poos. Yeah.
And then, I don't know, because I was making like $2,000-$3,000 a check, so I was like, I'd rather be at work than that. So I was doing that.
Yes.
And then they kicked me out, so I enrolled into an online school called BJU, and I had to pay, I think it was like just under $3,000 to go into that. And then after I started that, I found out it wasn't like an accredited high school. So I was talking to my friends, and they went to James Madison, their online high school, and that was accredited. So I had to
sounds
pay
much more reliable than BJ.
BJU, yeah. So I had to pay another like $2,000 to enroll in that and finish that.
Wow. But you ended up getting an equivalent or
it was a high school diploma, yeah.
Very good. Okay. And then you ended up going into college. Very cool. So you're working three jobs right now? Are you a full time student? Like 12, what's full time? 8 credits more, I think. But like 12 is like usually where it's like.
Well, I have 5 classes per semester.
Wow. Okay. So how many hours a week are you working?
It like varies. Like low end, 25 per each job. High end, like
40. Per each job?
Per each job.
Like, 25 per job.
Yeah. Cause I go in the morning for like one.
Plus full time student?
Well, yeah.
Dude, you're going wild.
I don't know, because from morning time, it's like between 6 and 8, I go to the first one until 2, and then,
why are you working so much? Not to against get out it, of debt. But yeah, that's usually, that's a play. 19. Super quick. I just want to let you know that I'm giving 4 people $250. All you have to do is fill out the survey at the top of the description below. In that survey, we're just trying to figure out who the audience is. What kind of debts are there? What's the salary? What's savings? Stuff like that. And by filling out the survey, you'll also be kept up to date with things going on with the channel as well. And I promise I hate spam. We're not going to spam you guys. You have until the end of next Friday, a week from today. 4 lucky people will win $250, and we'll send that directly to you. You've done quite the damage so
this
early.
Is better than it was last year though. So
18, what'd you give yourself score, 0 to 10?
Compared to last year, maybe a 3, but maybe like overall like a 1.
It's where you are in this exact moment. So where you are, not where you've been for your score. So 1 out of 10. Okay. And I could see that being a score that probably lines up about right. So we have a current balance on some debt. I don't know what this is, but $996, of which you took out $2,500. What is this for?
That was a personal loan.
Why are you taking out personal loans in your teens?
Because Well, when they gave me my auto loan, my very first auto loan, I was like, dang, they just be giving money to anybody.
So they do just be giving money to anybody.
So I went and got more. And
for what?
Just to have. Like, I didn't even really spend it until...
But it's not just to have, though. It's at 13.59%. That's not just to have. That's you giving them the monies.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to tell you that, though. I'm getting the perception that you've awoken to that.
Yeah, very much so.
So just to have, in case of just whatever?
Well, maybe just to have isn't the right word, but that's... Like, okay, so... When I went to Illinois last year, I don't know. It's just to have. Like, just to have. I don't know how to.
Okay.
Yeah. So
You went to Illinois. Yeah.
Yes. I went to Illinois. I was supposed to be there for a week, and then, like, stuff happened to where I was there the whole year. And
what happened?
Stuff happened.
Like, a year. A week from a week to 52 weeks. That's a change. That's a difference. What happened?
So first, I let someone use my car, and they wrecked it. So then I had to wait for that to get fixed. And since it was like, not like the beginning, but like towards the end of COVID, it was like still taking forever to get stuff fixed.
Yeah, and you're so in Illinois.
Once it got fixed, I was already had a job, and I decided I didn't want to, because I didn't want to have two tax forms from two different states, if that makes sense, for like a W-2 from Illinois and a W-2 from Texas. So I just said, I'll just do the whole year in Illinois.
It wouldn't have been.
No, because when I did...
But also, there's no income tax in Texas anyway, so...
But in Illinois, because when I was originally working in Texas...
Yeah, and but
I
you
was,
lived in Illinois, so you would have gotten the income tax.
But if I would have come back to Texas like I did the 2 years prior, they would have taken all that money away.
Nope, that doesn't make sense.
Well, when I was working in Texas and I was working at Taco Bell, and in the 4 months I made the $15,000... I went to Illinois for the other half of the year, and I was working there for the rest of the year. And when I did my taxes, I just had my Texas taxes, and it said I was going to get $2,000 back. And then when I put my Illinois taxes as well, it dropped down to like $500.
But you still had to pay the Illinois taxes regardless. You lived there.
So I don't understand.
So you lied?
No, I didn't lie. I was living in both states at the time.
The income that you earn there, yes, you would have had to pay their taxes. Now, what's interesting is your tax bracket wouldn't be crazy, and they have a progressive tax system. So you make a lot of money, then the taxes get... in Illinois, your taxes... We don't have income tax in Texas.
No, I realize that. But when I... From my understanding...
In Illinois, in your tax bracket, I doubt you would have gotten hit with something aggressive.
No, I don't know, because I took my taxes to some lady to do them, and... Once we were putting it in and stuff, after she put the Illinois in, it went down.
Income tax brackets. Illinois. I put an S at the end of it. It's a joke. I promise everyone from Illinois, I don't think it's actually pronounced Illinois. I used to go to your Chicago all the time. Oh, it's a flat. They have a flat tax? Oh, I would have just assumed they were a... So you're right. No flat tax. I mean, that certainly on a lower tax rate seems like it feels like it gets hit more because a flat tax on a lower rate is not a higher percentage of your money, but it feels like more money because you have less money, meaning that money that you're going to go spend at other places
is gone.
So if you have $1 or $1 billion, that's subject to Illinois income tax. You owe 4.95% of that money. Yeah, that sucks. That sucks. I get it. But either way, I'm still a little confused with what you're saying anyway, because you live there. If you move back to Texas, I mean, the money that you earn there, yes, you would have had to pay that on regardless of where you are. It's the money that you earn there.
Yes. I don't know. I don't understand taxes. I had some like tax lady do it for me.
I have a rental property in Illinois, of which, yes, I am an evil landlord for buying a piece of property that no one ever wanted to buy, and then I fixed it up because it was absolutely dilapidated, and, you know, my taxes, I guess I get that flat tax, and someone else takes care of it at this point, so I wasn't aware, but I knew there was at least state income tax there. Okay, cool, whatever. So you took this personal loan out, you stayed there for longer. I still don't know why you took this out, and you just said just to have.
That's like I said. I don't know if just to have is the right thing, because back to my car, they crashed, it got fixed, and then I went to Alabama to help family, and I come back, and I was supposed to come back to Texas after that, and my check engine light came on, so I took it to the place and they're talking about coolant is being sucked into the oil. I didn't know what that meant. And they were talking about it was going to be upwards of 10 grand to fix. And I was not having it. So I sold them the car for 3,000. And then I turned around and I bought another car. And my dad was talking about get a less expensive car or whatever.
Especially in your teens.
Yeah, but I was not having that. I was not having that.
Of course not.
I wanted a brand new car, like fresh that year. So he was against it, but he still said, if you're
sounds like a man with logic.
He is very much. But he was like, if you're going to be stupid, you better be strong. So he co-signed this car for me, but he said that, listen.
I'm listening. I'm just not having it.
He said that if I missed a payment or if something was to happen to the car, then he was going to take it. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. So I get this car. It was $33,000. But it only had like a 4.6 interest rate. I don't know what interest rate means. I mean, like,
that
I know
that house, but that's still way more car than you need at your age, trying to go to college, having to work three jobs, 25 hours minimum at each job.
Yes. But he was not very happy, but he said he was still going to let me do my thing, you know?
Well, I mean, so, if I were the pop, I just wouldn't have co-signed because I would have been like, this is a stupid decision. I'm not going to enable it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate at least him trying to educate you on it by being like, yo, you're dumb. And yo, you're dumb.
Yeah.
But it already happened. It already happened. Have you realized how incredibly stupid this is?
I did. So that's when I kind of like, I was kind of upset that I had that car. So I kind of like quit my job and it was kind of like doing whatever. And that's when I took this one out, this personal loan. And
Wait.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Explain a little more again.
So I bought this car and I was happy with it the first day, like as most people are, you get a new car or whatever. And then as it went on, it like kind of set in that like, dang, I really have to pay this money back. And I was like not happy with the car because it's going to sound stupid, but I did not like the sound system it had. So I was kind
of... That's the only thing I look for in a car. Yeah. But... Go ahead.
And so I was kind of over it. Like the fact I had to pay that much money for a car that I didn't think was worth that much, in my opinion. Now, after the fact, I got it. And so I quit my job and I was kind of just living life. And then the money I had saved from working kind of like was depleted. So I kind of took this out.
So this was an addition? I thought this was for the car.
Well, I had two separate ones. Two separate personal loans.
Oh, you're okay. So the 996 is what you took out. Okay. So
no, I took out the 2,500 and it's down to
996. Yes. The one that's at $19,502 at a death 14.84%.
That's a new car. That's a different car than the.
What do you have?
So, is there?
What the why?
So we moved back to Texas and
wait. When'd you buy this? Original loan, May 18th, 2023. Yes. You came in and you said you've been watching me for a year. You would not do this watching me for a year.
I understand that, but I needed a car to get back and forth to work because my original, the Volkswagen I had, the 33,000.
That's the one that broke in Illinois?
No, the original one was the Lexus CT200, was the one that broke down in Illinois, and then I turned around and bought the Volkswagen. The 2022 Volkswagen. And then I come back to Texas and I started working again. And then I'm not going to say who's at fault here, but the car was totaled. So
who was at fault?
It wasn't me. I know that, but to each their own, I guess.
What?
It was both parties ran a red light.
Okay, well, if you're a part of the running back, the red light, then okay, yes, they are at fault, and so are you. It sounds like equal fault.
Yeah.
Whatever term there might be around that.
So the car was totaled, and I need a car to get back and forth to work.
Did the insurance pay out?
Yeah, I had gap insurance, so that was all covered. But by the time I took this loan out, I still had the other loan on my credit report. So that's why when I was talking
14 death 0.84%. Yeah,
that's what the
insanity.
Lady I was talking to was telling me it's that high.
Well, plus the interest rates are crazy.
Yes.
But why? What you realized you made a mistake getting the expensive car?
Yes.
What?
But I didn't want to drive like a hoopty, so I wanted to get this car.
If it's below 20,000, it doesn't automatically become a hoopty. You spend your time, you get cars taken to a mechanic, you give the seal of approval. In Texas, this is what I would need for you to get through college, get you a good paying job, get yourself a fully funded emergency fund, get you on a budget, get you set up starting retirement, and then you go get this. What you do before that is your car, it needs to be proven that this will last for a few years, and you will be safe in that as long as you are taking care of your car, and that it has halfway decent air conditioning, because I am not going to have you die of heat stroke in Texas.
Yes.
That's the criteria. Safety for years to come. and air conditioning.
Yes.
You do not need to do $19,920 at 14.84% interest rate. Why are you laughing at that?
Because in my mind, I'm thinking it's not as bad as the original loan I got, and that
I don't care. Listen, there are people out there doing absolutely disastrous stuff. Just because you're slightly better, no, just because you are better than them does not mean this equals good.
Yes.
So, no, we're not going to use that as a justification or feeling better. We're not going to. I'm sorry. And listen, just as I listened to Graham on my audit, who was, you know, put me in check as I was starting to do well. Okay. I've been doing well for years to come, but as mm-hmm. I, you know, my income situation has changed, mm-hmm. I listened to him because he's been in that position for a while and I'm not doing a franchise. I got a mm-hmm. little excited about it. Yeah. You're getting out of the high school area. You're making money. You're working jobs. Listen to me as someone who was there a decade ago and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. This is not what you need. I'm riding my 2019 Jeep Cherokee into the ground, probably for years and years and years to come. You can do that on a $10,000 car, my dude. $10,000 car. You don't need this.
Yeah. I just wanted a car like my first car. That was my favorite car.
Yeah, I'd rather you not have debt. How about that? I think that's more important.
Yeah.
Especially, you're just getting started is the thing. You're just getting started. You're not in a position where this is anywhere justifiable. I'm not going to be able to justify 14.84% interest rate on really any debt.
Yeah.
But if you're going to have debt, you're not in the point where we can potentially come close to justifying it.
Okay. I understand.
What's this car worth right now?
Last time I looked, if I sold it private, like from person to person, it's going to be like maybe 15, 10, 15.
10 or 15, that's big.
10 or 15,000.
10 or 15? 10 or 15?
Yes.
Which like, one, 10 or 15?
That's what it said on the gauge thing.
Okay, based like on its quality. Like on
Kelly Blue
stuff.
Book, yeah.
Yeah. Kelly Blue Book, throughout the pandemic, they were a little undervaluing where cars were being sold. Mm-hmm. They might be closer to where things are now. I'd check multiple sources.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so a Visa, you...
I got this when I first turned 18. The day I turned 18, they gave me this.
Well, actually, sorry, before I go into that. Okay, so yes, we have $19,502.54 owed on that previous one. What's the minimum monthly payment on the 996?
I think 83.
And what's the minimum monthly payment on the 69 payments remaining?
Yeah.
Death? What's the... Oh, you took it out this year and you've already spent almost $1,000 interest on it. You do not need this at 19.
Yeah.
Let us correct you now so that you can have an amazing future, please. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Agreed.
Yes.
Will you listen to what I'm saying?
I want to say yes, but I will follow as best as I can.
What is as best as you can? What is that? Like, that sounds like we're preemptively justifying not doing things.
No, more so, I came here to like get insight because I seen you help other people. So like, I'm always going to take what you say. But maybe
you know,
not at the pace and speed.
You know? I get excited talking about finances. I get excited having the conversations that I wish someone had with me when I was at that age. Mm-hmm. And I'm approaching it just that way. So I get excited about this. But man, I get more excited and get a fire under my ass. You come back or you send us an email and that you're out of this.
Yes.
So I don't give a shit. You're just here to potentially listen, but then set yourself up for
potentially.
Exactly. But you gave yourself that gap for excuses in the future. Yes. If you're doing that, then I'm not excited. I don't find this a conversation worth having because there's other people who want to come on, want to get their kicked, and get their in gear, get themselves out of debt, and then we can celebrate and go crazy and get excited. I'm only willing to have this conversation if that's something you're willing to do.
Yes.
What's the minimum monthly payment on the 69 months?
I think it's only like $450, but I pay $500.
Yeah, it's only $450 because it's 69 months. Okay, so a credit card that you opened, you said right at 18?
Yeah, the day I turned 18.
Okay, well, that was a year ago, but
yes.
Yeah. So it's not like that was like some ancient history. Credit card, it's a Visa, USAA Visa. Mm-hmm. Current balance, you've been watching for a year. There's no reason that balance should have only gone from 4,321, working 24 hours a week at three different locations, only down to 4,100.
Well, no, at each job, I get anywhere from 24 to 43 hours a week. from both places. And then the third job.
Individually or together?
Individually.
There you go. So there's no reason this should only be down like 150 bucks. Because then guess what? What did we do? Cash advances. Yeah. Cash advances. I don't think I've seen that on this show. Cash advances is like the worst thing you could possibly do from a credit card. And you get monies. You get the monies.
I didn't understand what that was though
until when? Until you just did this right now?
No. Until after I got it.
And why'd you get it though? Why'd you do it?
Because I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't know.
No, tell me.
No, I'm telling you. Like,
why'd you do it? Why were you like, I'm going to get $150 cash advance?
I was like, oh, what does get money mean? And I typed in the amount and then it was like there. So I was like, so it's not on the credit card anymore or what's happening? So when I looked on there and this month, well, we're in September. In the last month of August, at the end when it charged me interest on that, I was like, wait a minute. What is this? And when I called the bank, they were like, it's from the cash advance. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know they did that.
Don't take out cash advances. But if you're going to do something in advance, hit that subscribe button in advance. Because we're trying to get 750,000 subscribers. Thank you to everyone who has subscribed. Thank you to you for subscribing. Oh, and thank you to you for being on the show. Because I know it's definitely on the hot seat yes. Coming in from the audience. And I really do appreciate it. You're helping many people who are probably relating to you. Hopefully people that are watching this who are exiting high school, by the way, mm-hmm. and might have the chance to sign up for USAA Visa, might have a chance to go get a $30,000 car. This is their lesson, yeah. And you were doing thank you. You go, yeah. Okay, so $4,181. So, now we did a cash advance of death, $150, and $72.95 of purchases. What's the point of that? What are we possibly doing? Yes, you put some money towards it, but what's the possible point if we're just doing all that stupid stuff? Yes. Sure, I mean, you put your Walmart on there, you put your 7-Eleven on there, you put your Walmart, there's your cash advance, and then more Walmart. Who knows what those are? Maybe they're gas, maybe they're groceries, whatever, but... Why are we doing them on a credit card that is accruing interest that we are not able to fully pay off? Mm. We do that from a checking account.
For this month, my debit card was stolen, so I had to wait for them to send me a new one.
Debit card was stolen. Okay. Yeah.
So I kind of just used this to buy my time while I was waiting.
Okay, so you immediately requested access to that. Often what... I don't know USAA. So is your debit card with USAA?
Yeah. So I didn't know my card was stolen until they like called me and was like, did you make these purchases? And I was like, no, I don't even have money on that card. So
I'm glad they reached out. You should always be track what has been coming out of account on a monthly basis as you're doing your budgeting. That's mm-hmm. often where you can catch something like that. Cause it is very prevalent in our society that things can happen like that. So I do understand that. I still don't like the cash advance. I do understand yeah. that. Oftentimes what a lot of banks can do is they can give you more like a digital card that you can use mm-hmm. to do things. You just have to type
like into your Apple Wallet or whatever.
Not only that, but like you can open up the app and you can see your digital card and you just mm-hmm. type in the numbers to purchase things instead of having to put it on a credit card.
Okay.
Again, you're 19. You probably didn't know that. You didn't know what a cash advance was. No, so I'm not going to knock you on that too much, but just for anyone out there, if their bank has that option. So total fees, $23.49 a year so far, and $404 of interest. $404 of interest. Yeah. We can't accept that. Across the multiple accounts, we're like close to $2,000 of interest.
Just for one month?
No. Oh. This year so far. Okay. Being stolen from you across the different accounts that we've seen. Oh, okay.
Which one is this? Oh, okay.
Okay, so USA. Oh, another savings. Yeah, for some reason, I just put all your savings above your checking. Well, okay, well, sure. So the savings, really nothing different. A little money goes in, then the money goes out, and it stays pretty similar. So you just put money in and money out. What's the point of this? This obviously isn't actually savings. USAA?
Yeah, does it not have like the name for each?
We blacked that stuff out just to protect your safety.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Well, I know one of these savings accounts is like what my PNC high yield savings takes out of. So why put money into that and it gets taken out of that?
Why put it in there? Why not just put it into the PNC?
Because I get direct deposit to USAA, so then I have it.
What yield are you getting on the PNC?
4.55.
Okay, I don't know. Good. That's good. Yeah, I get 4.5 with SoFi. So as long, I just want to make sure you're at least getting that. We have another savings, and again, this is
these ones I like to try and keep to have so they all both have the same balance. Like I want all three of them.
There's like
the same
like $100 in each. It really doesn't matter. Yeah. $200 or something. Money just goes in, money goes out. I don't really understand the purpose of either of these.
Yeah.
USAA savings. It's just
neither do I.
It's
just
bad money management skills. It looks like. Yeah. Which is okay. I mean,
but it's because like
I got so a lot of things that you just get used to. It just continues to flow. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know for me, there's like things I need to just random little charges that are on things that aren't getting rewards and stuff that just take like a weekend to button up. Mm-hmm. Take a weekend, button this up. It just makes no sense that hundreds of dollars are going in, then hundreds of dollars are going out. That's not what savings in is. It just doesn't make sense. Just have it all going direct deposit from your checking account to your PNC one if you're going to have savings, and that's not acting as savings.
That's what that is right there, I think.
Okay, so balance 972.
That's out 1,616 right now.
Oh, very nice.
And that's what all three of them are supposed to be.
So what's the purpose of this?
Because I know myself with money. So the whole reason I opened up this one was so it'd be like in a separate bank and it would take time to get, if that makes sense.
So you have impulsive type stuff?
Yeah, but it's getting better.
At least your impulsive stuff isn't on like real estate like me.
Yeah.
It's on smaller things. But okay, so impulsive.
Yeah, like a lot. Back when I was back in Illinois last year, I really got into buying jewelry. Like from when
jewelry.
I was, yes. So I started buying like, last year I spent like $15,000 on jewelry just alone.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Not while you have those other debts, my dude. We pay those off.
Yeah.
F*** off. What kind of jewelry are you even getting?
I was going like,
you're
Levion
not, you don't
is
even
my
have any
favorite.
On you except for two earrings.
Yeah, because since I'm in debt now, I kind of feel like there's no point in wearing it. So they kind of just sit.
You should have wrapped it here, though. I assume you still own the.
I still do own them. They kind of just sit there in the safe, though. I don't really like to take them
out. Okay, well, good news. I mean, a lot of that probably held value.
I don't know. I don't know how none of that works. That's what my dad was telling me. He's like, this is a good investment and this, but
good investment. I'm not 100% sure. I'm sure it depends on the actual piece itself.
From all the
is
other stuff I used to spend on? No.
I'm curious. And is it going to beat the 14.84% on the personal loan? No. Is it going to beat like the 25 to 30% on the credit card? No. So no, we're not doing jewelry. We're not. It's 23.15% on the credit card is the interest rate you're paying. The minimum monthly payment, by the way, of which I did not put on there. Interest being accrued on a monthly basis, $81.26. Yeah. That's disgusting. That's absolutely death.
I think the minimum payment for this is only like 183 or something, or 187. It doesn't show on there, I don't think.
No, it doesn't. Okay, we'll put 183, son.
Just do 190.
Okay, 190. Be a little conservative. Okay. No. So flat out, this is what I would do today. Check out the different private sale markets, either through apps or different programs.
Mm-hmm. To try and sell the jewelry?
Maybe pawn shops. Yeah. I am not familiar with it.
And neither am I. That's why I haven't sold it yet.
Look online, the best way to sell jewelry. That is because I don't have an interest in that stuff. Mm-hmm. I've never bought a watch that isn't an Apple Watch, and I'm not even wearing it right now. Usually I do, but so I don't know because this is not a part of my interest or cares. I don't give a single about that, and I only give what I would do. In my own, you know, based on my own situation and knowledge, I would try to find the best way to get the best bang of the buck for selling jewelry. Mm-hmm. You might be negative in the end, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because what you can do is you can pay off the credit card, you pay off your first personal loan, and you can pay off half if the values are kept, and then you can pay off half of that car loan.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be incredible. That's life changing.
Yeah.
And it's not worth it. We can get you to a point, man, when you're in your like mid-20s and you're buying some jewelry and your fun money, and it might hold value, might gain value. We can do that. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that now.
Yeah. I kind of did pause buying jewelry, though. That was all like...
You did, but are you going to sell it?
Yes. Some of it. Not all of it, though.
You should. Why?
Just one of them I'm going to keep. Like, it was a necklace that I went half and half on with my dad. So I don't want to sell that.
How much is that worth?
That was only $2,000. And that was on sale.
Only.
Yeah.
$2,000 is a lot of money, dude. It's a lot of money. I would freak out seeing $2,000 leaving my account. Okay. Either way.
I think my whole thing is like when I was younger, like I want to say between like 15 and 16, maybe 17, like I always had money coming in, like through a sugar daddy. I don't know if that's like a...
Really? Yeah. Wait. I'm sorry. How old are you?
Through like
well, how old
16
are you
to 17.
Me? 16 to 17?
There was no like sexual stuff or none of that. It was just more like...
Oh, that's okay then.
Kind of like talking and whatever. And
well,
then
not
he would
saying
send
that's
me like
okay,
5,000.
But legally,
yeah.
That should be okay.
And I would get like $5,000 a month from him. So in my mind, when I was spending this money, I was always thinking like...
So you guys went and like got dinner... And when you were 16,
not like
17?
Dinner, more like go to movies or like go back and forth. And yeah,
People always ask me, what high yield savings account do I use for my own money? Some of you know by now, it's SoFi. I love them. It's great for my checking account needs. It's great for my high yield savings account needs. And right now I'm getting 4.5% interest on my monies. I love that rate on my monies. So if you want to get a great rate like that on your monies, just check out the link in the description below. I have a paid affiliate link there. You can get bonuses all the way up to $250. And I took advantage of that and you should too.
And then that kind of died out because that was kind of like a full-time job within itself. And I was kind of like, it was kind of gross.
So there wasn't anything sexual though?
No.
Okay, good. Perfect. Then there shouldn't be.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Oh, but, you know, whatever you want in terms of that. But legally, I think you should be okay. And same with this person. How old was this person?
68. I don't know if that's like.
Why'd you do this?
Do the sugar daddy thing?
Well, it's interesting because we haven't had this on the show before. Why'd you?
I don't know. I don't even know how I got into that whole thing. Like, it kind of just happened. Like, I don't know. One day I was there and I kind of just rolled with it, you know?
Okay. So,
yeah.
This is very interesting. This is not a topic that we've had on the show. I've never done sugar daddy or sugar baby or whatever. That's. I don't know. Yeah. That's curious. If you're 16 out there, please don't do it.
Yeah,
please
it's I do it. Not recommend it at all. No, it's like a full-time job, and a lot of these people are creepy. So
a lot of people are creepy. You're also just very young at that time, very impressionable. It's like I obviously wouldn't have advised that you've done that. You already did it, and we don't judge based off of past because, dude, what I was doing when I was 10, what I was doing when I was 16, who knows? I was a class clown. I was probably annoying people. I was a dick. We've all made endless amount of mistakes. Yeah. We're not going to judge based off of what you did in your past. You've probably grown a lot in those 3 years, and you'll continue to grow, and you're going to learn, but we're not judging from the past. It makes no sense to do that because you're only you right now. Mm-hmm. You're not doing the things you did. So, but don't do it. If you are that age, just I don't want anyone to get into a dangerous situation specifically. So that's interesting. Why'd you stop?
Like you said, dangerous situation.
Okay. When'd you stop? 18?
No, 17? Like when I moved to Texas. So not when I moved to Texas, like I was driving back and forth between Texas and Illinois a lot. So in between that time frame. So maybe like 17, end of 17, beginning of 18.
Okay. And you did it just for monies? Just for fun? Yeah. Just for attention?
Yeah, but I was still working at other jobs, so.
Okay, well, on a different topic. I'm afraid of being 68 or whatever and single. That's scary.
I don't know. I kind of be like okay with just dying like by myself.
Really?
Yeah, I really don't like, I don't know, just like being with someone like that forever and ever. I'd rather be by myself. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, like that. I mean, I don't know who this person was.
Yeah, that I don't care.
But I just mean like you could be with someone who's great though for a long time.
Yeah, but I'd rather be by myself.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, sure. You do you. So, this is a Fidelity credit card?
Yes.
But it's pretty much nothing. You made purchases, you paid it off.
That I just have to pay my school balance. So I pay that one off almost every month.
So you put your what you owe for school on this credit card and then you pay it off?
Yes. But I don't know if I'll be able to continue to pay it off because...
So Bram Store, that's like a school thing and some Toyota okay, Music listen, and Toyota listen, Music listen. And
that was
$7
and 7-Eleven taquitos. That was when I first opened it.
Okay, so now we're just
putting Now, since my payments are no longer deferred because I had it deferred for 4 months because there was a problem with the re-enrollment. So I asked them to stop the payments until they figure that out. And then it's going to... Oh, today's the 19th. So it's going to start again today. So today is when...
How much will hit it today?
It was originally 159, but that's going up to like, I think, 351. Because it's like an additional $59 per semester. So when I first enrolled...
So 351 a semester or a month to cover the
that's
semester?
So each semester is only, I think it's 1900. Per semester.
Wow, you guys should consider the school. If they have a good reputation, wow, this
they
is
do.
Great.
They have, as far as I know, they're like accredited and they're like based out of Georgia and they have every June they hold like their graduation
ceremony. It's interesting learning about the different alternatives because I talk about Course Careers on here all the time is great for different tech certifications and they, you know, they are great, but I have nothing against college either. I just don't like the price of college versus the return on investment for a lot of the degrees. But sounds like
I know at the end of this degree, it's going to be like I think $15,000 to like cover the whole 4-year degree.
Wow. I'm not going to endorse them without knowing anything necessarily about them, but it sounds like interesting. I want to at least look into them I want to be responsible with my endorsements, but that definitely sounds interesting. So we're spending on here and then 300 something happens every month.
Yeah.
Okay. USAA checking ending balance, $10.
Yeah. I kind of
starting zero.
Yeah. So I get direct deposit into that account every month, and then I just break it up from there.
Loan payments, ACH, withdraw some things, ATM withdrawal, $150, $200 ATM withdrawal. Where's all the ATM withdrawal going?
$200 from AT. Could not tell you.
Well, you're taking it.
Yeah.
You buying those plants that go up in smoke? So someone was doing the other day with all their ATM withdrawals. No. Zelling out $270. $200.
That's for car insurance. My mom. I'm on my mom's car insurance, so I pay her every month.
45. How much?
200. It was originally 160, but since I got a ticket and I crashed, it went up to
Tisk, my dude. $150 at 7-Eleven. What did you get at 7-Eleven for $150?
I bought a pack of scratch offs.
Why, buddy?
Yeah.
Buddy. Why?
Because I was bored.
No, if we're bored,
we don't. It was bored.
Huh?
I said I was bored. So I bought like a pack of scratch-offs.
That's an expensive boredom.
Yeah.
I say we were.
Used to be bad, though. Like
when I'm bored, I go hang out with my friends and we don't have to spend money to hang out. Play like trivia or something.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'd rather spend time by myself. So
scratch-offs. Okay, you're very introverted. I'm very introverted as well, except for just my friends. Like, you know, my friends, but I don't like seeing other people. But yeah, I feel like there's definitely other alternatives. Maybe do you play video games? What are your hobbies?
So right now, since I am saving for a PlayStation, like from when I break down my thing for my once, I'm putting aside $40, and I should be able to get a PlayStation at the end of the year.
What do you have video games?
At my dad's house.
Do you live with your dad?
No, he lives in Illinois. I kind of live between back and forth between Illinois and Texas.
Okay, well, I just take advantage of something you already have instead of spending $150 that you'll never get back on scratch-offs, probably, statistically. Popeye's $14.15. I don't like that because I don't want you to head down that path. Like, okay, you do.
Well, I've already been down that path and starting to make a U-turn, you know?
Have you been spending a lot on gambling?
Last year. Last year was bad.
How much?
Last year was like my worst in spending. Like,
how much?
I spent $15,000 in jewelry. I don't want to tell you.
Tell me, absolutely tell me.
I spent like $11,000 on slots and scratch offs. And in Illinois, they say it's supposed to be 21 to gamble, but a lot of places you just walk right in and they don't even ask you. Yeah. But now we don't do that no more. Besides that was just like a one.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
You just went and spent $150.
Just that one time, though. Well,
that's what everyone says. You know, gambling is like an actual addiction, right?
Yeah, because my friends used to joke with me. They'd be like, you need to call that number on the back of the thing. And then, like, when I moved back to Texas, I kind of just, like, dropped it. And then last month, technically, I kind of did go off and buy more.
I'm not angry at that. That's not something to be angry about. I'm upset that you went back to it. I am upset that so much money went out. Yeah, I know, but that's all a stars, man. You spent $11,000 last year at 18 on gambling, doing it now. I mean, it's just like, I don't want you to head down that path.
Better now than later,
me.
You know?
It scares me. No, I think don't do it now and don't do it later is what I think. And I think also, if there are addictive tendencies and you recognize it, make sure you're doing like a group thing or therapy.
A group thing. I'm not about to, I don't.
Why? What? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I kind of like to keep my things to myself in terms of that. Because
but does that
I feel
always
like,
work, though? I would say potentially not because you just went.
I'd say 9 times out of 10.
Because you just spent $150 out there. I'd say maybe not.
Yes.
If you go back and you end up doing that, please recognize you have a problem.
Yes.
And then please seek help mental health-wise.
Yes.
I don't feel like you're taking that seriously.
No, because I know me personally, I won't go back and do it. in this time.
Yeah, but outside, the reason why I think a lot of this conversation helps, and it's the conversation, again, I wish I had when mm-hmm. I was your age and before your age, I knew myself. I thought what I was doing was fine as well. Having an outside perspective and getting some tough love is a very valuable thing mm-hmm. for some people. Some people it won't help, and that's okay. They don't come on the show. Mm-hmm. But for someone like you who signed up and have, you know, been watching the show for a year, take the help.
Yes.
It's in front of you. Yes. Don't just but come that
I know
fun.
I won't go back and like do again, you know, like, I don't know, like it kind of sunk in, like it was like I really wasn't gaining anything from it.
Well,
it was kind of like it was fun for that one time, you know, and back then.
Oh, am I getting through it all?
Yes, I promise you. I promise you. You are. I'm listening.
Zelen, $69. Yeah. Taco Cabana. Some taquitos, selling out $119. Dude, you sell out on a lot of money. $10 there and then $40 in the ATM.
The $119, that was to pay my mother back for the money I borrowed from her.
Why are you borrowing? Did you work too many? Yes. For your school being so cheap, you work way too many hours for you to have to borrow money. And then, And then you went and gambled money.
Yes.
And within the same month, you borrowed and gambled.
Well, I borrowed at the beginning of the year. That's money I'm paying back from the beginning of the year, the 119.
If you borrow money and we're gambling, we are not.
Yeah.
Get this out of here. Okay. Buddy, when I was going through your documents and a lot of stuff, I thought this would be an easier conversation than it's been.
Yeah.
First of all, 33% of your percent of your spending, not income, your spending goes to transportation.
Is that like gas and insurance and
car payment, all that good stuff, and insurance? Yep. Debt payment's only 6%. So guess what? I mean, outside of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So other large purchases, 32%. Your other large purchases, ATM withdrawals and Cash App and Outzelle. And
yeah.
It wasn't crazy. It was actually just 1.2%. I'd still rather that go to the debt when you have really bad debt.
Yeah, but you should just eat at work though.
And some then, money went to savings. I think once we get to a certain point, it doesn't make sense for that money to go to savings because again, 24% interest on $4,184, 14.84% interest on $19,502, 13.59% interest on $996.
Yeah.
At a certain point, we got to figure out, okay, do we have a 1 month emergency fund? Okay. Then, you know, just extra miscellaneous shopping, unknown, $77. You never know what you're getting at Walmart, so we can't say, but still. Now, we saw that you were like, hey, I'm doing 50, 30, 20, man.
Yeah.
You're really not. So why even say it? Like, that's what you said.
Well, that's what I broke it down for there, so that way I can help keep myself on track for when I, like, want to fix it.
But so you just have decided not to face it yet?
No, not face it, fix it. Like,
why haven't you chosen to fix it?
That's what the third job is.
Again, watching for a year, why have you chosen not to fix it?
Because
this is important to know.
This is like why I'm here today. It's like to try and like progress further, I guess.
So what do you think has prevented you though before this conversation?
Because the fact that I'm seeing all that money go out and like I don't get to use none of it.
So for this last year that you've been watching the channel, you haven't sat down once and looked at where your money was going?
I have.
Okay, so then
since that time I sat down and looked, why it have has you not changed fixed? So much.
Why have you not fixed? I want you to try to pinpoint like, a reason. You might not be able to, and that's okay, yeah. But I want you to pinpoint a reason because I can lay out a budget, man. We can have this conversation, but all of that only goes so far if you're going to fall back onto whatever habit or whatever something is holding you back.
Yeah.
There's clearly addictive tendencies when it comes to.
Yes.
Okay. Which again, I would seek help. That's not something I
think
after
the fact, we're out of debt, then I'll do that.
No. What?
Yeah. I know you like very like big on like mental health and go like.
Yes. Especially when you have an addiction, my dude.
Yes.
This is for credit card people only. If you're not a credit card person, close your ears. People always ask me what credit cards do I use personally or what credit card should they use in specific instances. I've partnered with Card Ratings to create specific lists of good credit cards based on specific situations. So we have the best no annual fee credit cards, the best travel credit cards, the best secured credit cards, and the best credit cards for people who have no existing credit. So to check out those lists that we've specifically curated, head down to the description below. low. When you have an addiction, I feel like getting out of debt.
I think it's more so just spending money that I like to
do. But again, your food was 1.2% of your spending.
Because that's only 2 days out of the week that I go and like buy food.
So that wasn't the crazy thing. You're trying, yes. You want that to be the crazy thing. Your crazy thing was the addictive things, and then you go and spending $15,000 last year on jewelry. It doesn't make sense. Yes. You work too many
but
hours
I did
to be in this
flip
debt.
That around, though.
Buddy, you're pushing back on everything. You're just.
No, I understand what you're saying, but me personally, I feel like I have flipped that around.
I have addictive tendencies personally. I have an addictive personality, so that's why I don't drink. That's why I don't do any drugs, because I know I can fall into bad habits. I have an addictive tendency. I have an addictive tendency with my own eating out habits, or it's like point whatever percent of my spending. It's basically nothing, but it's not good for my health. Personal finance, I've tried to learn as much and everything as I can around this, and no one's going to ever be perfect no matter what. But I know more than you when it comes to personal finance.
Yes.
Lean on those who know more than you. Graham Stefan, who audited me, knows more than me on the YouTube side of things and what it's like to be in this environment with lots of toxic people out there, with lots of positive people out there, with lots of different income things and whatever, blah, blah, blah. He knows more than me. He's been in the industry for 7 years. I lean on him. Lean on me, man. Don't try to just fight on everything. No, it's okay to accept you might not know everything.
Well, no, I understand that I don't know everything, but
I'm a dumb motherfucker on the vast majority of issues, and I recognize that. That's the mature thing. So I say, okay, lovely. People who know more than me, I'm going to lean on them.
Yes.
You can do that too. It's okay, buddy.
Yes.
It's okay.
No, I understand that. I do.
Okay. Then please stop pushing back on everything. I promise. Okay. I think mental health is important in the addictive tendency situation and the spending situation. Yes. You don't have to, I'm not going to force anyone to go to a therapist or anything like that. I'm just saying it might be worth trying a few different ones and seeing if someone works for you. And you, the first therapist might not be the person. Second therapist might not be the person. The third might not be the person. The fourth might be. You never know when you're going to land the right person for you. Or just a group thing even too when it comes to gambling.
Yes.
Because you've gotten started that blowing up $11,000 at 18. Yeah. You got that started way too young. That's
well, it originally started like younger than that, like 16. Because I'm telling you, those places in Illinois, you just walk in and...
Yeah, okay. If we started at 16, then that scares me for your future. You don't have anything in investments, do you? There was nothing in front of me.
Just like $280.
Okay, so... off. That was $11,000 that could have gone to that. That was $11,000 that could have been paying off debt.
Yeah.
So you live by yourself?
No, I live with my mother.
Okay, so you don't have rent?
No.
Do you give her anything for like rent, utilities, internet? No. Okay, beautiful. So your debt minimum monthly payments, $723, which is way too much.
Oh, I do also have to add medical. That's like a...
You have a medical debt?
Yeah, that's going to be like $120.
A month or a month. Total?
The total is like almost $700. Yeah.
When was this?
I want to say the beginning of the year, maybe like maybe March.
What happened?
But I thought I was having another heart attack, so I had to go to the hospital and they sent me to like all these cardiologists.
Another heart attack?
Yeah.
You had a heart attack before?
You're like way young. That was from like the hospital. Like they thought I was having an allergic reaction, so they gave me epinephrine and I had a heart attack, but I was having an asthma attack. So it was like kind of just a mix up. But I thought I was having another one of those at work, so I had to go to the hospital and like talk to two different cardiologists and go to all these different things.
Can I make a guess? Was it just a panic attack?
Yeah. And then they told me like I just need to exercise more and like figure out better ways of like not do.
Well, panic attacks, they can just be onset, but especially when it's your first few times, man, a lot of people think like that's a heart attack and stuff like that. Yeah. You just think you're
dying. I just thought it was because it felt like the first heart attack I had. So I just thought.
Oh yeah, no, they're the worst thing ever, and I get them daily. Yay. Okay, so it's super fun. $843, that's your debt.
I feel like I'm missing something.
Well, that car has insurance, what do you send your mom again?
$272.
$272, lovely. What's for school again?
That's going to be $351.
Okay. And what other expenses do you... How does the food situation work at home?
I really don't eat at home. I usually eat at my job since I'm there from like...
They cover it? Okay, you don't eat at home ever?
No, because like the 2 days that I have off.
What do you do for food at school and stuff like that?
Oh, my school's online, so I just sit at home and do it. So
you don't eat at home ever?
Not really, no.
And when you do, do you eat just the groceries that are there?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the question. So do we need to give you a food budget?
Not really, I don't think so.
Okay. Toothpaste, all that stuff. Does your mom cover that? Do you?
No,
cover
I get that myself.
Okay, I'm going to give you $100 just for toothpaste, blah, blah, blah. If that means getting a meal, you know, once, whatever. That's your budget to spend on needing to survive. Okay. Phone. What was your phone?
That's going up. Since I pay on a credit card with that, it's going to go up to...
Why do you pay on a credit card with that?
Because Stop. I don't have the protection plan with AT&T, and since I pay on the USA credit card, if my phone gets lost or stolen, they'll reimburse me.
You're not a credit card person, buddy. Yeah. I want you to cut up your credit cards and never use them again. The fact that you're not even willing to consider that gives me no optimism for the
Well, I did it at one point, and then like
okay, we'll do it again
2 months
do it
later, I ordered a new one.
You're not a debt person. You're not utilizing them for your advantage. Yeah. I 0% finance things all the time and invest the rest because I can finesse and it's fun for me. And that's something that a really financially disciplined person can do. Mm-hmm. You are not. Mm-hmm. You have, again, 4,000, 19,900.
Yeah.
You cannot. Health insurance. What's your health insurance situation? You're with your parents?
Yeah, I have that with both parents.
Okay, because that medical bill
is that dropped expensive. It down from 4,000 to 600.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So phone, we had it somewhere. Phone total 6510.
That's going up to like 75.
Okay. Okay. And you go to grocery stores though. You go to Walmart. You go to Aldi. All this stuff.
That's more so for like drinks, like just packs of soda or something.
Okay.
Like
they
that.
Don't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
They don't exist anymore. Yeah. Just for a bit. And what else do you have to take care of on a monthly basis?
I think that's it, to be
honest. Yeah, are there like extra books you have to buy and stuff?
No, all that stuff is online.
Wow. Okay, so that's it. There's nothing else. Gas, how much in gas a month?
That is going up because I started Instacarting again. So originally it was like 40. I think I'm just going to have that go to like 80.
Okay, it's a lot for your age, but the school certainly takes some money. I'm glad that you're cash flowing at them. $1,721 to survive. You know, massive chunk of that being debt.
And that's with the car?
Almost half of that being debt, actually. I'm sorry?
And that's with the car?
Yep.
Okay.
What comes in on average, on a monthly basis for income?
I'll just say 2,000 because it's kind of like up and down.
Are you okay, yeah, if that's what's average. That's what's average?
Look, right here has all the totals. For each month?
I'd say 2,200, actually.
2,200?
Yeah.
But I did start Instacarting again because I kind of forgot I was able to do that. And that
was
like...
Why was April so low?
Because that's when I first started. And that's when I first started doing this whole little thing or whatever.
Oh, that's September so far. Okay, I'm going to say 2,200, actually. Because that is what would be closer to average for you. You just had a randomly low month in July.
Yes, that's when like...
But even still, that was basically 2,000. That's your lowest. So I'm going to say 2,200. So that gives you an extra... we're going to say you have an extra 450 just to give some room for things. 450. Wait, let me make sure I did that right. No, extra 300. Yes, 450. Extra 450 on a monthly basis. Lovely. That's what you have extra. And you have 1,600... Cool. First month, you put $1,000 into your savings. You have a one-month emergency fund. We're no longer saving any money.
Okay.
That's what survives you for a month. Now, after that, does the medical debt have interest on it?
I think they're actually about to send that to collections.
Why? Are you paying on it?
I haven't started, no.
Start paying on that. So, okay, cool. So let's put $350 towards that the first month, and then the next month, let's just knock it out. Let's call it done in 2 months.
Okay.
So we're 3 months in. We just finished our third month. 1 month emergency fund, medical debt is knocked out. That 996 will be at probably about like 950 at that time. Interest rate's insane. And now that $120 that goes to medical is lovely going to our 450. So 450 now becomes 570. Very exciting. Very exciting. So of the 950 we have to pay off going into month four, 570. I mean, that takes 1.5 months. We'll just call it another 2 months just to be conservative again, just because you never know what can happen. An emergency can pop up, blah, 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 and you have to fill up your emergency fund again. So we just finished 4 and 5. We're headed into month number 6. The 4,000, we're going to say the credit card's about 4,000. Stop spending money on it. Stop spending money on it. Stop spending money on it. You have about 650 bucks you can put towards it on a monthly basis now. That's going to take 6 months to pay off. So we just finished 6 months, right? That's going to take 6 months. So that's a year. That's a year. Yep, that's a year. 1 month emergency fund, medical debt is gone, personal loan is gone, and the credit card is gone.
Okay.
Cool.
So anything I make from Instacart, I can just like throw towards the rest of this?
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Make it go quicker. So where you're in, we have extra $800 left on a monthly basis. That other loan will probably be at like 17,000, something like that, because it's terrible. It's disgusting.
Well,
it's
once evil. I paid maybe off 16, the 000. Credit card and loan, I was looking to see if I could just refinance it. Don't do that.
Let's just get you debt free. I think that's better for your future.
Okay.
Because I don't know where interest rates are going to be at that time. Mm-hmm. It's just, let's just not bet on interest rates. That's going to take 20 months.
Okay. That's actually not that bad compared to what I thought it was.
Yeah. So at that time, I need you to get a fully funded emergency fund. Let's call it 3.5 years total. 3.5 to 4 years total.
And that's just with what the debts I have.
And you're
now.
Almost done with school though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? What are you graduating with?
A bachelor's in psychology. But
what do you want to do?
I don't know. I kind of wanted to become like a psychologist.
That's where I'm against college, when people are paying for a degree and they don't know what they want to do.
But then I'm just going to, most of the what I do in psychology is going to count towards my, what is it called? Prerequisites for nursing. And I'm just going to go to online school.
Wait, what the just get your nursing degree.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. Just get your bachelor in nursing. You don't have to get a bachelor in something else and then go into nursing school. That's not how
but
nursing
I was
works.
Already like almost done with it. So I figured why not just finish
no,
it.
No, just transfer the credits you have into nursing right now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to spend time and money on a degree you're never going to use mm-hmm. just to go and get another degree. Mm-hmm. If you want to do nursing, let's transition into that now. Now.
Yes, okay.
Now, today. It might not make sense to even finish the semester that just got started.
Yeah.
Like, it depends. So mm-hmm. figure out what can be transferred to that institution that you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. So this might extend for a few years. Okay, so then we'll consider that. Maybe it takes another 3 years to get out of school because you never mm-hmm. know what's going to transfer with college. That's mm-hmm. okay, though, because, again, you're 19. So let's call you 23 graduating with a nursing degree, fully mm-hmm. funded emergency fund, fully out of debt. Mm-hmm. That's incredible. At that point, you're just going to actually 50-30-20, not your fake bullshit 50-30-20.
Yes, okay.
And I think your needs will be a little less because you won't have any debts going to transportation, mm-hmm. which is a huge percentage of the needs for Americans. So you'll be able to do rent and groceries and all that good stuff. Your needs, 50% or less. 20%, you investing starting at 22, 23. Into investing, man, dude, you're retiring with at least $2 million, maybe $3 million. It's going to be incredible in a very lucrative and awesome career path and rewarding path such as nursing. Mm-hmm. Incredible. This is lovely. This is exciting. But it only is exciting if, one, you stop f***ing around with school. You actually start pursuing that real thing. Stop f***ing around with your spending and bull. And follow this plan. 1 month emergency fund. Pay off these debts. Most large. This is fine for you. And save up a fully funded emergency fund. Complete that degree and then start following the 50-30-20 and don't around. Yes. 30% of your spending on nursing income, especially nursing throughout the long term where mm-hmm. nursing can be, 30% is a lot of fun money. And your needs can be even less if you want to regulate your needs less. And you can do like 40-40-30 or 40-40-20. So 40% on needs, 40% on needs, 40% on wants, 30% on, or 20% on investing. Mm-hmm. Your wants can be higher if you cut back from needs.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to also live in like squalor. But your car is going to be paid for, so you don't have to, you know.
Like go get a new car and all that.
No. Well, that's just not being contributed other than your gas and car insurance to your needs. So there's excitement and potential here. But a couple things threw me off. The gambling thing. I need you to maybe put therapy into this budget or group or something like that. Consider multiple options. Mm-hmm. Just figure out what works best for you. I'm not going to prescribe you. I'm not a mental health expert, okay. But I am scared about that. So I want you to think about that and pursue a couple things. Mm-hmm. The jewelry, I'd cut this process in half by selling all the jewelry and then boom, all of a sudden you're out of the majority of your debt and you can pay off the debt mm-hmm. within a year, year and a half and have a fully funded emergency fund in like 2 years. So that's what I would do. I'm nervous about the impulsive spending.
Yeah,
that stuff, and just don't be a sugar baby at 16.
don't.
Whatever consenting adults want to do, consenting adults can do. Please do not do that when you're young. Very impressionable. So you've made mistakes. We're not gonna judge you for the mistakes. I judge what's in front of me right now, and I want to make sure you don't fall into the mistakes again. Mm-hmm. So please don't. Please follow this path. Please sell the jewelry. Please take care of your mental health and addictions. And I think you're going to live an amazing life if you follow that.
I hope so. But who knows? Life is kind of crazy.
Life is kind of crazy, but also don't set yourself up for the potential of failure. Yes. Like, look forward positively. Be excited to get out of this debt. Be excited to be in a place of success. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, not really.
Any questions? Any final thoughts?
I don't know. I think my whole thing is like, what's like holding me back is the fact like, once I get out of this, I know it'll be like in school debt, even though it's not like bad, but just to get out of debt to go back into more debt is kind of like throwing me off.
Well, let's not go back into more debt unless it's like a mortgage. It just, again, you'll have a fully funded emergency fund. So if mm-hmm. your car breaks down, you can get a $10,000 car or whatever your emergency mm-hmm. fund is. Once you're out of bad debt and you prioritize where money's going, you can set up a car fund on the side for the dream car as well mm-hmm. out of like your wants mm-hmm. or, you know, however you divvy up the percentages, as long as you're doing 20% to investing so that you're set up for success in the future.
Okay.
You don't have to get out of debt so you go into more debt. Just check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself.
And chop up the credit card, because that'll allow you to go into more debt. Close that account, chop it up.
So you both don't have
access to it. Yes.
Okay.
I would not have access to credit cards for you and your spending habits.
Maybe in the future.
Maybe. Again, I was your age 9 years ago, and I've grown an insane amount financially, mm-hmm. knowledge and just behavior and everything around there, and maturity mm-hmm. so much. So maybe. Because, yes, you're at one point when I was your age, I was not a credit card person, and right now I am. So, okay. Sure, maybe in the future. I wouldn't have access to it right now.
Okay. That's what my stepmom tells me all the time.
And she's right. And your dad is right about the car.
Yes.
So, no more around. Yeah. Any final thoughts?
No, not really. I appreciate this, though. I do.
I appreciate you. All right, for Brandon, definitely a long slog ahead. Obviously, if he gets rid of that jewelry, it'll be paid off sooner, but there's a lot of schooling to go ahead. And I hope he focuses up and gets out of it. He has a really bright future ahead of him if he actually follows what we talked about. But for his Hammer financial score, he's gave himself a 1 out of 10. Spending her budget, it wasn't insanely bad. 3 out of 10. There was certainly unnecessary money going everywhere, and then the budget was just kind of messed up. Debt wasn't the worst debt we've seen, but it certainly wasn't very good. If that went into collections, it would be a 0 out of 10, but for now, I'll give him a 2 out of 10. Emergency fund, I'm glad with where he's been putting money to get that 1 month emergency fund, so I'm going to give him a 3 out of 10 for that. Obviously, it's nowhere near the 6 month emergency fund that's needed. Retirement and real estate, for his age, it's expected to be 0 out of 10, so that's totally okay. That's not adjusted for age. This is, you know, where you want to be in life eventually, but he's obviously going to be 0 out of 10 for now. Hammer financial score, 1.5 out of 10, but he will be a 5 out of 10 before he knows it. Don't forget to check out the resources linked in the description below. They are what I use or would use in specific situations. If you want to be in an episode of Financial Audit and you're able to make it down to Austin, Texas, fill out the survey in the description below.